Leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has called on the Iranian officials to take concrete steps to alleviate the sufferings of the flood-affected people in the country. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei made the call in a special meeting on aid and relief operations to the flooded provinces. Iran's vice president, a number of cabinet ministers, the head of the Red Crescent Society, and several military commanders were also present in the meeting. Weeks of heavy rainfall and flooding have caused devastation in many provinces. The situation is critical in Luristan, which has received record precipitation. Conditions are similar in several other provinces, including Khuzestan, Kermanshah, and Ilam. Officials are on high alert as more floods are predicted in the coming days, largely because of dams overflowing and rivers bursting. Authorities in Khuzestan have ordered the evacuation of 70 villages that are close to the Dez and Karkhe rivers.
Devastating floods in Iran's western province of Luristan.
They have affected us badly. We have no comfort, as floods have affected all areas in Luristan.
The heavy rain-triggered floods began on Sunday, forcing mass evacuations and causing extensive damage.
Our village has been destroyed completely, and water has taken away all of our livestock.
The towns of Pul Dukhtar and Ma'mulan were the hardest hit.
The two towns and most of the nearby populated villages have been inundated. Infrastructure and a large number of houses have been destroyed completely.
Local officials say access roads are cut off, making it difficult to reach the affected areas.
Floods and landslides have caused massive damage to connecting roads, including main routes, making it impossible to use them.
Luristan is amongst 24 out of 31 Iranian provinces hit by floods since mid-March. Authorities are particularly alarmed about the situation in certain provinces.
A number of the 24 provinces that are hit by floods face critical conditions. One of them is the southwestern province of Khuzestan due to dam overflows.
Authorities have ordered the evacuation of areas in the vicinity of Dez Dam in Khuzestan. Floods have already hit some areas in the province. Efforts are now underway to reduce the impact of the possible overflow from the dam. On Monday, First Vice President Eshaq Jahangiri visited Khuzestan to oversee the relief and rescue operations.
Local officials are working on how to contain a possible overflow of water in the way that it does not damage the dam and runs as much as it can to cause minimum impact on areas on its course.
President Hassan Rouhani also visited Khuzestan on Friday for crisis management talks with provincial officials. There, he announced the formation of a national committee overseeing the floods.
I have ordered the national committee to assess measures taken so far in the face of flooding. The committee will also work on how we should act in future and which specific measures each province should take.
Iranian armed forces are also helping rescue teams deliver aid to affected areas across the country. But officials say it's difficult to reach some locations due to the severity of the floods as well as shortage of equipment. Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has blamed the U.S. sanctions for hampering the aid efforts.
Donald Trump's maximum pressure is impeding aid efforts by Iranian Red Crescent to all communities devastated by unprecedented floods. Blocked equipment includes relief choppers. This isn't just economic warfare, it's economic terrorism.
Last week, the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs said it was ready to offer help to Iran, but challenges caused by U.S. sanctions could affect the U.N. response. Washington has kept up pressures despite a ruling by the International Court of Justice in October ordering it to lift sanctions on humanitarian goods, including services for civil aviation.
Meanwhile, Iran's foreign minister has dismissed the U.S. Secretary of State's claims that Washington is ready to lend its assistance to the flooded areas in Iran. In a tweet, Mohammad Javad Zarif said the International Committee of the Red Cross has announced that Iran cannot receive any funds because of U.S. sanctions. On Tuesday, Mike Pompeo claimed that Washington is ready to assist the International Federation of the Red Cross so it would direct money through Iran's Red Crescent Society for aid and relief operations. Zarif said the U.S. must admit that it has restored to economic and terrorism against the Islamic Republic. For more on that, we're joined by Mr. Robert Fantina, author, activist, and journalist, who is joining us right now from Ontario. Thank you very much, Mr. Fantina. It is quite interesting to see the U.S. offering help to Iran, while it is actually the main cause, while Iran is not able to receive international aid.
Yes, it is. It is ironic. Iran would be able to help its own people adequately if it weren't for the unjust and illegal sanctions that the U.S. has issued and U.S. pressure against other nations to prevent funding and financing to Iran. Mr. Javid Zarif had referred to this as economic terrorism. It is indeed that the U.S. is an expert in exporting terrorism around the world. This is just one manifestation of it.
So, Mr. Fantina, why do you think Mr. Pompeo brought this up? Does he think that the world is blind to the way U.S. is treating Iran?
It's very possible that he does. It seems that the entire Trump administration lives in some kind of world, has some kind of world view that is theirs and theirs alone. The world knows that Iran is suffering due to U.S. sanctions. The world knows that Iran is suffering because the U.S. has violated international law by withdrawing from the JCPOA. The world knows that Iran is suffering, the Iranian people are suffering, because the U.S. has threatened its closest allies with sanctions if they continue to trade with Iran. So Pompeo's words now are empty and meaningless and very superficial.
So, Mr. Fantina, eventually, do you believe that there will be a legal way for the ICRC to help Iran?
It's going to be very difficult because Trump has issued the sanctions. Is he going to suspend them temporarily? Is he going to violate his own sanctions? It's very difficult. I know other countries are stepping up to donate money and goods to assist the people of Iran in this very difficult time they're going through, and that's a good thing. But whether or not the ICRC will be able to have the adequate funding still remains to be seen.
Thank you very much, Mr. Robert Fantina, author, activist, and journalist, joining us live from Ontario.